50-50 business partner deadlock. How mediation breaks the stalemate without destroying the company. A 50-50 business partner deadlock is a decision failure, not automatically the end of the company. Mediation helps equal owners identify exactly what is blocked, separate business facts from accumulated grievances, and negotiate a workable path, renewed decision rules, a division of authority, a buyout, or an orderly separation. The mediator does not impose the result. The owners retain control of the outcome. The vote may be 50-50, but the conflict usually has 10 layers. In my experience, partners do not become deadlocked because they forgot how to run a business. A current decision becomes entangled with older questions. Who works harder? Who controls the money? Whose judgment can be trusted? Is the original deal still fair? The call may begin with a dispute about hiring or equipment. Within minutes, the conversation often reaches compensation, authority, respect, risk, and years of resentment. Until those layers are separated, another debate about the original proposal usually produces the same result. What a true 50-50 business partner deadlock looks like. Not every difficult disagreement is a legal deadlock. Legal meaning and remedies depend on the entity, governing documents, and applicable law. In practical business terms, deadlock occurs when equal owners cannot authorize a necessary action and have no effective tiebreak process. Common warning signs include meetings are avoided or consumed by the same unresolved issue. One partner brings proposals while the other rejects them without a workable counterproposal. Each owner gives different instructions to employees or advisors. Budgets, distributions, capital purchases, hiring, contracts, or financing cannot be approved. One owner begins acting unilaterally because waiting for agreement feels impossible. In a 50-50 company, silence can function like a veto. Delay is not neutral when payroll, customers, taxes, loans, or expiring opportunities require decisions. Stabilize the company before trying to solve everything. Before tackling the full history, the partner should protect the business from preventable damage. With professional advice where appropriate, temporary guardrails may cover routine payments, access to records, unusual withdrawals or commitments, urgent decisions, and a short resolution schedule. The immediate goal is not to decide who is right. It is to stop the stalemate from damaging the asset both partners still own. Why the partners' own negotiations keep failing? Deadlock feeds on vagueness. A meeting called to fix the partnership invites both owners to argue the entire history and defend their character. Negotiations also fail when every proposal is treated as a final demand.
What is missing is a process that requires each owner to identify concerns, test facts, modify proposals, and offer counterproposals. Memorable rule: a veto is not a solution. If you reject a proposal, be prepared to accept it, modify it, or counter it. How mediation breaks a 50-50 business partner deadlock. Mediation changes the structure of the conversation. It does not require the partners to like each other again or surrender legitimate concerns. It creates a disciplined way to decide, even when trust is low. Prepare each owner separately. The mediator learns each view, immediate concern, desired outcome, and non-negotiable obligation before the first joint meeting. Create a decision inventory. The owners identify specific block decisions, deadlines, and the consequences of continued delay. Separate facts from conclusions. Financial records, contracts, workloads, capital, compensation, and debt are organized before their meaning is debated. Clarify the real goal.
Repair, divided authority, better decision rules, buyout, sale, and orderly separation require different conversations.
Build packages instead of ultimatums. A solution may combine compensation, roles, spending limits, reporting, a trial period, and a future buyout mechanism. Test the agreement against reality. Define who does what, by when, and what happens if the process fails. Advisors can review financial, tax, valuation, and legal details before signing. The possible outcomes are broader than stay together or shut down. A successful mediation does not have only one acceptable ending. Depending on the business and the owner's goals, the result may include repair with new governance. The partners continue under clearer meetings, spending, reporting, and tiebreak rules. A division of roles. Each owner receives authority over defined areas, with major decisions still shared. A trial arrangement. The partners test a new structure for a fixed period against specific measures. A negotiated buyout.
One owner acquires the other's interest under agreed financial, transition, security, and release terms. A sale or division. The owners sell the company or a unit, divide assets where feasible, or structure another separation. An orderly dissolution. The partners control the wind-down rather than let conflict consume the remaining value. Mediation cannot promise that the partnership will survive. Sometimes protecting the company, its employees, or its value requires an intelligent separation. There may be no painless answer, but there can be a deliberate one. A common pattern: one dispute becomes four decisions. Imagine two equal owners. One wants to expand, the other wants to conserve cash. The expenditure dispute actually contains four questions. How much risk can the company carry? Is compensation fair? Who controls operations? What happens at the next tie? A mediator can separate those questions. The owners might approve urgent maintenance, test the expansion on a limited basis, obtain an accountant's cash flow analysis, and adopt a process for future capital spending. If they decide not to remain partners, the same facts can support a calmer buyout or exit. A supposedly impossible stalemate often becomes manageable when divided into smaller decisions. What to bring to a deadlock mediation? Good preparation makes the mediation more productive. Depending on the issues, useful materials may include the partnership, operating shareholder or buy-sell agreement, and all amendments. Financial statements, tax returns, budgets, bank information, debt schedules, leases, and relevant major contracts. A summary of ownership, capital contributions, loans from owners, compensation, and distributions. A short list of the decisions currently blocked, their deadlines, and the likely business impact of delay. Proposals already exchanged and the reasons each was rejected. Several acceptable outcomes, not only the one you prefer most. Advisor contact information for review of a proposed resolution. Do not turn preparation into a document dump. Bring the information that helps the owners understand the decisions, evaluate options, and implement an agreement. When mediation may need legal or financial support. Mediation is useful when owners can exchange information and consider more than one outcome. Prompt legal advice may also be necessary if assets, access, safety, intellectual property, records, or legal rights face an immediate threat. Emergency relief may be needed, or an owner refuses basic disclosure. A mediator does not replace either owner's attorney, accountant, or valuation professional. When I mediate, I do not represent either partner. If retained as a settlement negotiator for one side, I am not the neutral mediator.
Frequently asked questions. Can one 50% owner force the other to approve a decision?
That depends on the governing documents, the decision, and applicable law. Review the relevant agreement with qualified counsel before assuming either owner can act alone. Can one partner require the other to attend mediation? Mediation is often voluntary, although a contract, court order, or other process may require participation. Even then, the mediator does not impose a settlement. Obtain legal advice about your circumstances. What if my partner refuses to mediate? A neutral cannot force genuine cooperation. You can still organize the block decisions, review documents with counsel, protect routine operations and records, and make a clear invitation to a structured process. One-sided settlement representation is a different role from neutral mediation. Do we need a business valuation before mediation? Not always. Valuation may not be central to repairing operations or decision rules. A buyout, sale, or asset division may require agreed financial information and independent valuation or accounting help. Can mediation save the company if the partners cannot work together? Possibly. The partners may divide responsibilities and continue owning the company. If that is unrealistic, mediation can help negotiate a buyout, sale, or orderly separation that protects more value than an unmanaged fight. Do not let the stalemate become the company's operating system. A 50-50 business partner deadlock becomes more dangerous when paralysis feels normal. Employees work around the owners while decisions, cash, trust, and opportunity slip away. Bring in a neutral when the same argument keeps repeating, a necessary decision cannot be made, and both owners still have something worth protecting.